Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Are you ready to look into the future with me again? Are we ready to boldly take another look at what the future may hold for us? BBC will help us with that. And I'll tell you what, I'll help you relax from the beginning. Well, I think you have reason to relax from the very beginning of this conversation throughout. Because here we go. This look into the future doesn't necessarily involve anything that might be harrowing. Yeah, I don't think it will cause hairs to stand up on the backs of our necks, anything like that. But I think it's something of interest. It has to do with art. How many of you enjoy doing calligraphy? How many of you enjoy drawing caricatures? How many of you enjoy looking at other people's drawings of caricatures? How many of you have ever done any water painting? How about sketching? How many of you say, you know, I did a little bit of art when I had to take art in school, but I never really enjoyed it, so I did as little bit of art as I could. I hear you loud and clear. I hear you. I'm going to tell you, my art life, if you will, has been one of amazement and grief. I guess I'll say amazement and misery. Because for the most part, I could not do anything artistic. I mean anything. I could not draw well. I remember when I was in about the second grade, you know, I'd been in the first grade doing some art stuff. We were trying to do the drawing and all that kind of stuff. And I tell you what, I would be pouring my heart into it, thought I was pouring my mind into it. And I'm thinking, man, this is going to turn out all right. And get to the end of the project, whatever it is I was working on, and it looked horrible. I don't mean bad, ladies and gentlemen. I mean horrible. It didn't matter if I tried to draw something. The only time that something really turned out great is when we poured the plaster of Paris into a mold that had already been made for us. I remember I chose a lion's head. So my lion's head mold had already been made. Once the plaster was done, all I had to do was pour the plaster into the mold, let it dry long enough, and then carefully take my lion's head out of the mold. That came out good. There wasn't a whole lot for me to do. Just pour and peel. Pour the plaster into the mold and then carefully peel the mold off. That really came out good. It did. But now, I think it was the next year, in the second grade, because I think I was in the first grade when I did that mold of the lion's head. It was the next year, though, that I was going to be challenged. We had been doing some artwork in class, and all of mine came out looking horrible, just like always. And then one day, the teacher started talking with us about paper mache's. How many of y'all remember doing paper mache's? You get some kind of paper, maybe newspaper, something like that, and you use some kind of wet stuff to shape that paper into whatever you want it shaped into, an animal, a clock, whatever. You glue it together. You know, you do your thing, and of course you let it dry, and then you behold your work. Well, I was trying to make some kind of animal. I don't remember what kind it was. But, you know, I remember telling one of my classmates, hey, you know what? I understand what she said, what the teacher said when she explained to us how to make a papier-mâché. And I said, I haven't been able to do anything else good in art, but I think I'll do okay with this. I think this is going to turn out all right. It didn't. It was one of my worst works. If you don't mind me bragging just a little while, this was worse than all the others. This thing looked so bad. I'm telling you, I decided what I was going to make, and I didn't know what it was when I finished. I sure didn't know. I ain't lying to you. I had no idea what I had made. I knew what I had started out to make, but what I ended up with, I have no idea. As a matter of fact, I think that by the time I finished looking at the finished product, I couldn't even remember what I had intended to make. It was that bad. It was horrible with a capital H. And I was so disappointed. I was disappointed, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I was crushed. I was so sad. I was ready to just call it a day. And I don't mean just for the art class, for the whole rest of the school day. I didn't want to be bothered. I was crushed. I was so confident that things were going to finally work out. And I was thinking to myself now, in fact, I may have said this to my classmate. If this project turns out well, I might be able to do the rest of the artwork well. I just got to get this one down. And so when that one turned out horrible, from then on, I expected anything else to do with artwork to turn out horrible if Carl Thornton Jr. was messing with it. So you can imagine how surprised I was as we fast forward to, I guess about 19. Well, anyway, in the fourth grade. I was in the fourth grade, and this is just 2 years later, right? Some of my classmates could really, really draw. And they were drawing pictures of political figures from our nation's history. Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, people like that. And I was amazed. I mean, I was watching them. I was sitting at my desk watching them draw these pictures, and I was amazed. And finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I had to get up and ask, how do you do that? I watched them draw, about two or three of them, draw picture after picture after picture, and every one of those pictures looked great. I asked, how do you do that? You can do it too. No, I appreciate it, but no, I can't draw. I can't do anything well when it comes to art. I just can't. I tried, and I can't do it. Yes, you can. Stop saying you can't do it. You can do it. Let me tell you, first grade, I did all kinds of artwork, including drawing. It always turned out terrible. Second grade, it always turned out terrible. I appreciate you, but I just cannot do art. I can't even draw. What you all are doing is awesome. You can do it too. Sit down, and we're going to show you how to draw. We're going to teach you right now how to draw. So two of them sat me down, pulled out the pencil, another pencil, pulled out the paper, shared some information with me about the different levels of sharpness of the pencil lead, and the impact that it would have on what you were trying to do. Taught me some things about how to sketch out what I was wanting to draw, and then how to shade it in, the coloring part of it. I mean, they really broke it down for me, I'm telling you. I felt kind of bad for them because I knew they were wasting their time. But, you know, they really wanted me to do this. So I said, I said to myself, well, I've got to at least try. And then when they see that it doesn't work, they'll know they tried, I tried, it just didn't work. Ladies and gentlemen, they worked with me so patiently. I was amazed. I was only about 9 years old myself, but my classmates were only about 9 years old. I was amazed that they were working with me so patiently, encouraging me all along the way. They drew it and they explained to me what they were doing as they were drawing. They did it once, twice, I think maybe a third time, and then it was my turn. I said, okay. I picked up the pencil. They kept talking me through the process. I think that there may have been some points in there where I was getting ready to do something wrong, and before I could finish it, they'd stop me and correct me. Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not. When I finished drawing the first picture, just using a pencil, regular black lead pencil, number two pencil, I could not believe my eyes. The picture I had drawn looked just as good as any of the pictures that my friends, my classmates had drawn. See, we told you could do it. Do it again. I didn't want to do it again. I wanted to just live with that success. But they assured me if I did it again and did it a few more times, I'd have it down and I'd be able to draw from then on. I said, okay, I'll try it. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, the second drawing looked better than my first drawing. In fact, By the time I hit that second or third drawing, my drawings were looking better than the drawings of the boys who had taught me. A little bit of jealousy got in there, but, and so after that, they didn't teach me anymore. But they had helped me reach a milestone. I couldn't wait to get back home and show my mother, because, you know, I had commiserated with her over my blues, over all those other years of not being able to do artwork. And I was thinking, man, I got to show my mother this. I put those drawings in my book bag, rushed on home. My mother was in the kitchen cooking dinner. I said, Mom, I got to show you something. Look what I did at school today. I pulled out those pictures. And I told her, some of my friends at class taught me how to draw. Look what I drew. My drawing and all my artwork and all the previous years had been so terrible that when my mother saw those pictures that I had drawn, she said, you didn't do that. You didn't draw that, boy. Who drew those pictures? I drew these. She did not believe me. And so she, you know, gave me a little lesson about being dishonest. I said, okay, I'm going to prove to you that I drew these pictures. I'm going to draw another one right here at this dining room table while you're cooking so you can see me draw it. I put the picture that I'd already drawn back in my book bag, pulled out a blank sheet of paper, pulled out my number 2 sharp lead pencil, and went to drawing. Ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not. When I finished that drawing, it looked better than all the other drawings I had done. Every time I drew it again, didn't matter which historical figure I drew, the last drawing always looked better than all the previous drawings. I couldn't believe it. My mother looked at that paper. I said, okay, now look at this. She looked at it and she said, you didn't draw that. She didn't say it with as much authority and conviction as she said the first time before I sat down to the table and did a drawing. I said, I did draw this. You were just sitting, standing there cooking, watching me do it. You were right there. I'll draw another one. And this time, stop cooking and just watch me. Pulled out another blank sheet of paper. Still had my number 2 pencil in my hand. And I drew another picture. And she stood there and watched me as I drew it. It wasn't taking forever and a day. It probably took me literally a few minutes to draw each one. She watched and her mouth fell open. She said, how did you do that? I said, I don't know. All I know is some of my classmates insisted that I could draw. I had been watching them. I liked what they did. They told me they could teach me. They taught me, and this is what I'm able to do. I couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it. It was amazing. A few days later, I decided, hey, now that I can draw, I'm going to spend more time drawing. And so I decided I was going to draw another historical figure's head. And I was so excited. I was so excited. I was so glad and relieved that I could finally do artwork. I took the same amount of time as I had taken to draw all the other ones. Ladies and gentlemen, when I finished, I held the paper up so that I could behold the beauty of that work. And my heart just dropped. It looked like a 2-year-old had tried to draw something. Who knows what? I couldn't figure out what it was supposed to be. I knew what I had wanted to draw, but it didn't turn out. I said, okay, let me try this again. The next drawing looked worse than the first one. And from that day to this, I have still never been able to do artwork, with one exception. Somewhere around the year 2000, I used a camera. I drew a picture of a cross, a unique picture of a cross. And I'm telling you, what I intended to draw, I could not draw. But what I actually ended up with looked much better than the concept I had in my head. So once I finished drawing, I filled it in with colors. It was a beautiful cross. It really was. That was around 2000. So that was almost 20 years ago. Now, this is my guess. If you paid me, I probably could not draw that again. we'd probably be trying to figure out what it was. What is it about me that every once in a while, I mean every once in a long while, I can do something artistic and it really looks good. But 99.8% of the rest of the time, it makes you want to run. Well, when we come back, let's take a look-see at some art of the future, which certainly will not include any works. Well, who knows? I started to say won't include any works done by me, but who knows? Maybe between now and the time it arrives, the art of the future arrives, maybe I'll have one of those odd moments again where things just click. Who knows? Back in a few.